I'm so glad that our lemon tree finally grew.
Me too.
But I only hope that the whores aren't stealing our lemons. You know, those naughty whores always steal lemons.
We do have a couple lemon whores in this community.
Those damn lemon stealing whores. Hey, has it been about 10 seconds since we looked for our lemon tree?
Hey, what the fuck?
It's a whore!
The whore is stealing our lemons.
Did you like it?
Anything valuable, but you must jump into it from 10 meters, which is about 33 feet, and survive in order to keep what you filled it with.
Oh, interesting.
What would you fill the pool with?
Oh,
that's tough.
Oh, let's see. I would
easy sour cream.
Do you get to keep? You become a sour cream magnate after that?
Damn, that's right. Sour cream.
Become okay. The Berkshire Hathaway of sour cream.
Everybody loves sour cream.
I, 30 feet. I mean, what is a value that is not?
No. Well, I've got a couple top comments here.
All right, let's hear it.
Kentucky Derby winning racehorse jizz.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a really nice
one. Suppose that's good. What do? You use that with to breed more racehorses or something?
That's a pretty good one.
I think like a can of that jizz goes for, you know, $1 million or like $500,000.
But wait a second. How does jizz work? Because I would assume that you have to have it like freeze.
Pretty fresh.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't be getting into the science of this stuff.
Well, if we're talking yeah. The real mechanics of this experience.
Yeah, okay. Well, if jizz was out in the open, I think for more than like a second, it's
gone. Oh.
Well, then you're just jumping into jizz.
And elbowing jizz in the face is typically not
that's
good
a very
jizz.
Like that's the guy who's like, I have a great business idea.
Dude.
And then they invest all of their savings into something to be like, oh, for sure. Dude, thoroughbred jizz? Absolutely. And then it's just like, Jim, you know that only is relevant after a second after.
This does feel like the storyline to like the next Harold and Kumar movie. It's like, dude,
yeah, totally.
We got to get to the Kentucky Derby and we got to jerk off some horses and save their jizz and then we'll sell it on the black market. Like that's the premise of a great dumb comedy that I'm going to now work on.
That's
because I love it.
It's a great one. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Muffrey Day.
We can continue talking about this. I just wanted to make sure people, because this is a comedy gold we got here. So
I wanted
to make sure I was recording. So anyway, what other things were they saying?
We got another one of heavy water. Have you ever heard of this?
No,
I haven't either. It's barely.
It already sounds dangerous. So
I know
like it would be hard to jump into.
It's weird. It's barely any worse to jump into than regular water, and it sells for about $800 a liter. A typical swimming pool is about 300,000 liters, so I expect to pocket an easy $240 million United States dollars.
All right.
What is heavy water? Is what I want to know. Heavy water is a form of water that contains a larger than normal amount of hydrogen isotope deuterium.
Okay.
Rather than the common, who cares, but why is it valuable? I mean, there you go. I don't really know, but apparently it sells, so that's a pretty good answer.
I got a better one.
All right.
I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
Heavy water is so dorky. That guy should just be
He doesn't deserve the money that he gets from
no.
From that. Nope.
Whatever he gets with his money is I don't want to come over.
Okay.
That's cool. What's gonna happen. I am gonna fill my pool with whale ambergris. Okay.
All right.
Now what this is like it's like whale diarrhea that they use in perfumes. It goes for $90 a gram.
Oh, this is back in frag splits.
That's right. So it's waxy, so I think I'll survive.
Okay.
It's going to hurt, but you never got anything without a little pain, you know?
Right.
Hey, okay. Truth.
I'm going to have a pool. I'm going to have like hundreds, thousands of gallons of this stuff. It's going to be worth
right. At
least a couple cool mil.
Yeah.
I haven't come up with a good answer for myself because I can only think about how painful it would be to jump into virtually anything. So I got to get over this initial like hit of pain. So if I'm going to jump into tiny, tiny, tiny balls of sapphire, right, or whatever, like little diamonds would fucking suck. That would you'd be very, very, very cut up with that.
What about pearls?
Pearls? But are pearls that expensive?
I mean, not many of them. Get you a nice little house in the Midwest.
But then you're dealing with a supply and demand problem. Because initially I was like, I'm going to jump into a bunch of Mickey Mantle rookie cards. And then it was like, no, that screws up the supply demand issue.
True. True. This one guy goes, Natalie Portman's. Just a pool of Natalie Portman's.
And then someone corrected him, Portman. There we go.
But then the other guy corrected him, Natalie's Portman.
Reddit's
so you got everything.
Bunch of dorks. I think maybe I would jump into a bunch of written checks to politicians.
Ooh.
A bunch of checks that are already written.
That's a dumb answer.
But I don't. How do you jump into that? I would still break my back.
That's like saying you just jump into cash.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Which we're gonna flag that one.
Okay.
This guy had a good answer. You can cheat this by being specific. I'd fill mine with water balloons, and each balloon also contains a diamond.
Amazing.
I mean, that's a good one.
I mean, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
What about clever? But the diamond stuff, part, I don't know.
All right, guys, figured it out. What? Here we go. I'm going to jump on or into, you know, those tiny, tiny USBs that people have sometimes that you're always just like, how the fuck you're going to lose that?
Full of cryptocurrency. Yes.
Full of cryptocurrency.
Good idea.
Because the USB is not worth like, anything inherently. No. You're just saying you're jumping into access.
I can't jump into data.
You can't. No, unless you're Neo. But
that's true.
He's the only.
Which is actually going to be a good segue into what we're talking. Well, not what we're talking about today, but a topic that we need to discuss on the front page is the insane stock rise on Keanu Reeves over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, God. No kidding.
I mean, it kind of blipped last year, right? On Reddit.
Well,
heavily.
Keanu was awesome, I think, is a sub that's been around, right?
Yeah. But it was, you know, kind of like picked up steam last year, but it's picking up even more steam.
Oh, it's been insane. So we're going to talk about Pornhub comments today, which is irrelevant to any of this, apart from this whole conversation is the kind of thing that you would see on Pornhub comments, because it is like become the new forum of young people, and it's like the source of jokes, and it's truly, if you get past the kind of incest MILF porn, then there's a lot of wholesome comments and community to be gained.
What's the sub? The exact sub, because
Pornhub comments.
Okay, I'm having trouble finding it.
Pornhub is not the sub you want to go to.
No, Pornhub comments.
Yeah, Pornhub comments. But anyway, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the front page. Let's first start with Keanu Reeves. So if anybody has not been, and this is less of a top of front page. This is more of a, or this past week specifically, but this is like just the internet in general for the past week has fucking exploded with Keanu Reeves shit. And I think it has mostly to do with E3, right? Is anybody up to speed on that?
Oh, yeah. That's happening in the convention center, right?
Yeah. And I think it was, so Cyberpunk 2077, this new game that's coming out that everybody's really hyped on. Keanu Reeves is in. And he was the big reveal for them at E3. Like, they were talking about the game, and all of a sudden Keanu Reeves, like, comes out on a white stallion. And then people are just like, can this guy have any better of a year? Right?
What a badass. I mean, John Wick 3.
Right.
Y'all seen that one?
Yep.
Real good.
I did see it because I saw it. I saw a special screener.
Real fun.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess technically Keanu Reeves is on the front page. So on 3 down of this past week, there's a photo that's just 14 years of graphics improvement. Also, we can properly digitize Keanu, which is pretty amazing. Like, this is actually, this game looks fucking bananas, and it's really wild to see what video games have become. And then also, 6 down is Keanu Reeves gets heckled at E3 in the most wholesome way, and it's just of him. He's like announcing himself, and then someone goes, I think Keanu's like, this is going to be beautiful. And then somebody in the crowd goes, you're beautiful.
Damn.
And then so it's a funny heckling.
And then like 7 down, there's like another little bio of Keanu.
And he likes dogs.
It's called And He Likes Dogs. The list I feel like dog boobs could read this better than I could.
I've noticed that my popcorn reading has gotten even worse lately. So
how is that possible? I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I should be getting better at reading.
Yeah, I don't really read not much. Worse. I just read things on the internet. So
no, I mean link me to what you're looking at, and I
just linked it at you via the cloud.
Oh, excellent. Hey. Let's see.
The cloud's via so cool, dude.
You just wanted to say that.
Oh, you guys. I love saying
via. Okay.
Is this all true?
It is because it's on the internet.
That's true. All right. Okay. Let's hear it.
His father left when he was 3. He dropped out of high school because of dyslexia. His best friend overdosed and died when he was 23. His child was born stillborn. His girlfriend died in a car crash shortly after. He's avoided serious relationships ever since. He took care of his sister when she was sick with leukemia. He donated 70% of his earnings from The Matrix to charity. Truly breathtaking.
Yeah, so the premise of all the Keanu love right now, it actually reminds me a lot of the Chuck Norris thing from you know, a while back. Yeah. When everybody was like, Chuck Norris was the king of tough.
Right.
And everybody was trying to find new ways to make him seem tough in like jokes and shit. And Keanu's thing is wholesome. His whole thing is like he's the most wholesome human being on the planet. And so everybody, there's like, he's kind of gets thrown into all these memes about being wholesome now, which I really like, but I'm worried that it's going to burn out really quickly because shit gets old very fast. That was actually something I saw on the internet last week. It was like a shower thought or something. People were talking about how it's going to.
I think, Chuck Norris was like inherently sort of cheesy and
totally
jokey. So you kind of wore thin. But yeah.
Keanu Reeves is like really cool. He's not like Chuck Norris was in like dorky stuff, you know, like.
Yeah, he was a joke. He was a joke from the get.
Yeah. And Keanu Reeves is in really good stuff. And. Yeah. Did you guys already mention this? I'm sorry if I'm repeating it, but there were tons of pictures that came out too this week about how Keanu Reeves, whenever he is photographed with female fans, he never touches them.
He never touches them, yeah.
He does hover hand. And like, used to make fun of hover hand, but post Me Too, you're going to want to do the hover hand, guys.
I mean, it's smart. It sucks that we're in a society that is a thing that we can't even touch chicks, dude. It sucks.
I kind of like it though. Here's the thing. Those fans, if I was one of them, I'd be like,
they want to be touched.
I want Keanu Reeves.
Well,
I'm here to be touched.
I think it's smart.
Pervy way. I just think it's a shame that we can't even do something innocuous like touch someone's shoulder without it being a potential threat. But I do like that he does that. It's a very, very, it's very nice. Another big thing, not Keanu Reeves related, unless, I don't know, maybe there is some vague relationship between John Wick and Hong Kong, but Hong Kong is going through crazy protests right now.
What the fuck is happening there?
I don't entirely understand it. So I think actually French Chinese man, if he's listening right now, I would actually love to.
I would love to know.
I would love for him to explain.
Maybe we do that one next week if he can explain to us what's going on. And then also the Sudan.
Sudan, So
real
Sudan
bad
is
shit has
Sudan has
there.
Got a complete revolution happening right now. I think Hong Kong is less of that. I think that it's more. I think there's a potential change in their relationship with China, I believe, and that has caused the uproar.
Yeah.
I believe. I could be wrong. By the way, speaking of French Chinese man, our beloved French Chinese man. I think I might have told you guys this, but on our iTunes, if you don't listen to our, if you haven't commented, liked, etc. on iTunes, please do it. It really helps a lot. Standard podcast, but you've heard it before. But he posted a comment that was in Chinese that was said, it was like great pod or like funny pod or something. And then in Chinese it said, but it could be a lot better.
Yeah. All right.
Which I was like,
that's,
you're very funny.
I think that's our catchphrase for the sweatshirt. Like, we run a great pod, but it could be a lot better.
Right. Also,
woo, ha ha.
That is a
damn.
New, I put that in there.
That's great.
That sounds
banger.
Nice.
That's a
woo, ha. Woo, 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 ha.
That's a new zinger. We put it in right before we started recording.
Oh my God. God.
First time we swapped it out. We swapped it out with like the canned laughter.
I am obsessed. Yeah, it's going to be used way more.
Yeah, we got a bunch of other ones that are still standard. I mean,
we should get rid of hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel's still there. I feel like we got to keep it just because it
now it's a thing.
It keeps us grounded. You know what I mean? And it's also such a shitty sound effect that
we just can't tell what it is.
We don't know what it is, and I like the idea.
It's either bats, crickets, or hamster wheel that's running with bats and crickets.
Well, if it's bats, it's the sound of contentment on a summer's night, right?
Sipping a nice lemonade and whiskey.
Right. If it's hamster wheel, then it's the slow churn of the wheel of time as we all walk through life with a sense of mediocrity.
It's a reminder of our worthless existence working for the man. Burn it down.
Burn it down. Eat the rich.
And if it's burn it down.
Eat the rich.
Where did you fall into the perfect southern draw?
I'm good at accents.
You are. Yeah.
Give us your Australian again.
Oi, my name is Jeff.
That's the only thing you can say.
That's all I can say.
Great. I mean, give us a Jamaican that's moved to Dublin to work at iTunes.
Okay, I will next week. Okay. I'm going to need some time to practice that one.
It works at iTunes.
I think Apple, don't they have an office in Dublin or something?
Oh, yeah. That was a big
thing. Isn't that where they hide all their tax money?
Another thing, that's where iTunes,
because they have that U2 album. It's probably in.
Yeah, and you know they're canceling iTunes. That was a big thing from last week.
iTunes sucks so bad.
Exactly. Yeah. They announced it at the Apple conference. They're like, iTunes is fucking sucks.
Are they going to cancel Apple Maps next?
I hope they just cancel Apple as a concept.
Yeah.
Their apps are garbage. Yeah. I mean, they don't even seem like they're trying to.
Well, that's not what they do, man. They make hardware. They make decent hardware.
But where it gets annoying is you get forced into using some of them.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's where you're like, just stop it.
And
that's
it's true. Made so irresponsibly. AirPods are the stupidest fucking thing. Yeah. Like they
I don't,
are.
I don't like them.
Disposable.
I bought some and I don't like them.
Disposable, non-disposable, like. iPods will be around like long after humans go extinct, right. Like just based on what they're made of, and they're made to be disposable.
Love
like
it.
You lose one, you know, whatever, we'll get some new ones. Like it's stupid.
It's pretty dumb. Another thing from last week that I really like, Pigeon Simulator 2019. this is a video game that I'm eager to play where you just, you get to live the life of an urban pigeon.
Oh, that's so great.
And eat trash.
You fly, you eat trash, you get to poop on stuff.
Oh my God.
But then you can also do extremely violent things.
It's kind of like Goat Simulator.
I think it is probably by the same people.
But wow, Pigeon Simulator graphics are much better.
Very nice. This is very, very nice.
Kind of beautiful.
What else do we have here from last week?
Oh, man.
There's this one post that, it's called Every Random Town Along the Highway Looks Exactly Like This.
Oh, this is a popular one, yeah.
But, man, it's, like, so right on. I mean, where I picture you're from, Dad, is like, there's this in the middle of it. Like, this is the Midwest.
Yeah.
This is everything that's not the coasts.
That's like the nice part of town where I'm from.
And when I... You know, I've like driven across the country a couple of times for like job. I delivered like movie gear to some set in Michigan from LA once. I did that drive.
You definitely know what that's like.
And every town is like this. And at night you're like, let's go to dinner. And you're like, where of these places are we going to go? And it's just this picture of all the fast food and gas station joints like jammed into one little highway.
Yeah.
And if you look closer, you can probably see this one prostitute who's selling, looks like fake perfume.
I tell you what, you wouldn't see a prostitute, I don't think, but you would see an adult bookstore.
Ah.
And those are these things that, this is a relic of old world America, which I never understood
them. The adult bookstore.
Like even as a kid, I would see them and I'd be like, I don't understand. Like you see a strip club and you're like, oh yeah, I would love, can't wait to when I'm 18, I get to go to that.
Yeah.
And like same with like a, you know, like when you see like the Lion's Den adult movie store on the side of the highway, you're just like, I know what's in there. Adult bookstores, I'm like, what is in there?
Like, I don't understand. I don't know about this one.
Spicy adjectives.
So I have to use my mind?
Spicy adjectives.
To use my imagination? I don't know about that.
But it kind of flies in the face of what you would assume people that are into that stuff would be.
Yeah.
Doing right,
but, man. You know what? A lot of women are into
erotic fiction.
And the written word.
I feel like you'd go in there and you'd see a lot of
older women.
A lot of Bronte sister cosplay.
Yes.
A lot of people say there's no difference between men and women. I'm not one of them. The major difference is that men like magazines and can't read. Mm-hmm. We've proven that on this pod.
True. Yep.
Women love a good spicy novel.
A good spicy novel, right. and can't see.
This is true.
We know that. Women have to, you know, that's why they're not fighter pilots.
Being stereotypical. Women are blind.
They are blind.
They're all blind.
Did you know scientifically men can see so many more colors, and that's why they like video porn and not,
Are you fucking with us or are you for real?
Woo!
Fucking
with you guys.
She got us again.
I'm going to burn that sound into the ground.
See how dumb we are? We believe it. We're like, yep, that adds up.
Well,
that,
you started adding science to it. I still trust science in my gut. You know what I mean? I don't want to give up on the idea that science is still true.
No, I hear you.
Once you said more colors, I was like, I'm hooked.
More colors. Yeah, sounds right.
Here's another one. Welcome to the real world, kid. And this is a good one. I really related to this. Once I got it, this is a Black People Twitter post. And once I got a job, I realized that my mother was right. I do have food at home.
Yeah, that's really, so true.
Really rung true.
Back when everything was free when we were kids.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I wouldn't pay attention to anything. I still feel bad when I visit my mom. I, like, eat her out of house and home.
Yeah.
Like, I will eat every fun snack in her pantry, and I'm visiting for a day, and then I leave.
You're the child locust comes to visit.
The child locust.
And I leave, and she's left picking up the pieces.
That's what parenting is in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I asked my mom, my loving maternal, extremely affectionate mother, to send me some my favorite food that she would make me growing up, pepperoni rolls, which is a West Virginia tradition. Mm. Literally just bread and pepperoni that you would give to coal miners to like have vague.
What kind of bread? Are you talking about like dough?
I'm talking like
white bread.
White bread. West Virginia. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it was dough, but it was like white dough bread. You literally get a roll.
Yeah.
You put a pepperoni and usually cheese in
it. Oh, yeah.
And then you throw it in the oven and it bakes around it.
Sounds pretty good.
It's pretty dank.
Sounds good.
And I was like, Mom, like, I'm trying to explain to my friends how pepperoni rolls works. Can you please send me some? And her response was, it'd be stale by the time I got there.
Oh, God.
And I was like, thanks, Mom.
Good looking out,
I
guess.
See you around.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't want you to get sick.
No.
can't get sick on stale food, right?
Well, pepperoni is one of those foods that can withstand some shit.
Yeah, it's like made to withstand nuclear blasts.
Yeah,
it's
like, if you buy the right Hawaiian roll, that's pretty tough, too.
Yeah, man, I don't know what my mom is talking about. She just doesn't want to make me pepperoni rolls.
The other
anymore.
Big thing going around on just like everywhere was the John Stewart Congress 9/11.
Ooh,
speech.
Loved this one.
That was really.
That was yesterday.
Quite understand why. I don't quite understand why he was talking about it.
He's been championing this since 9/11. Like he's been the guy. It's not
love
new
that.
For him. He's been on it. He talked about it on his show
a
million times.
That guy,
and he's like, I think he made a commitment to these guys. Right. And like, he's just still their guy.
I love it.
And he seems exhausted by it because nothing's happened.
He looks exhausted by it.
And he's just like, it's the same old Jon Stewart, but without the humor. He's just like flabbergasted that things are as shitty as they are.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody hasn't heard of that speech, we can cross post it on our subreddit, which everybody should be subscribing to if you're not. But it is like a pretty powerful speech, and like hearing it from John Stewart, it really hits home for some reason. It hits home more than normal because you just like know him as like a jokester, and he's very serious. And he tears up, man. He's like. But he basically is like, you fucking people got to be ashamed of yourselves because this is insane. And he's right.
A bunch of these like first responders show up that are suffering with cancer and like dying. And not even like half of the Congress is even there. Like so many people were no-shows for this in our government. Like what a slap in the face.
Well, Mitch McConnell should like I really hope that his kids – don't get into college.
You mean McButthole, dude?
Exactly.
Bitch McButthole.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's what I'm talking about. Not the right one.
That's perfect.
Don't even care. He's a fucking monster,
he
dude.
He is. I once took a picture of myself with an Instagram face thing.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Filter.
Yep.
And I looked exactly like him. So oh, I'm going to find shit. It and I'll show
so
you.
So you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah. If anybody yeah. out there, because our fans yeah. are always like, what's up with Dog Boob? She sounds like pretty
she sounds
cool.
She sounds pretty
like,
hot.
She sounds yeah. hot. Yeah. She looks exactly like Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your
exactly.
answer.
Exactly. I've got the big like toad neck.
Oh, nice.
You have like a long chicken style turkey neck.
I mean, he yep. literally looks like an unshelled turtle.
He does.
Like that is like his defining look.
Hey, it's Franklin.
He looks like Franklin.
He looks like Franklin.
We're going to have to get you doing that for another one of our buttons.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Franklin.
Coming out to play with us.
That's amazing.
You're so talented, Doug.
You are extremely talented
Thanks
at reading and looking like Mitch McConnell.
Thanks,
those are your
guys.
Two dominant talents. So here's a little update on the Hong Kong thing. The more we were talking about things that were not this, the more I felt ashamed that we did not understand what the Hong Kong thing was. And my assumption was correct. This is almost entirely about the autonomy that they have because they're a semi-autonomous Chinese state, right? It's like their whole thing. I don't really understand. It's very complicated, but Hong Kong is its own place in its own semi-autonomous country, and China, they're still governed by China, but China, for whatever reason, leaves them alone. And I think China now under Xi Jinping is starting to impede upon that and start to take away some of the freedom that Hong Kong has,
and, yeah.
which is really making those people upset because, as we know, China is kind of in infringing upon a lot of historically, what's happening in the South China Sea is the same shit where he just kind of is like, well, no one's claiming it, so it's mine. People are like, a lot of people are claiming it. It'd be like, name one.
What are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
Cowboy.
So I think that there's a lot of that going on, but it's New York Times has a lengthy expose on it. So
Hong Kong was a British colony until 1997 when they...
Really?
Stopped being a British colony.
Right.
97.
Holy
yes.
shit.
And so then they became this sort of gray area, part of China, but
right.
their own sovereign nation-ish. Right. But
it's a little bit of like Russia-Ukraine type thing.
Kind of, yeah. But they obviously have no army and they can't defend themselves, but they're a massive financial hub. So China likes
them
being there.
They have to let them be there, yeah.
They're kind of the financial front doorstep.
To Asia. And to Western Europe.
And if anybody's ever been there, like myself... It's
Ooh,
it's full brag of much? Brag much. I've been on what you call an aeroplane.
Ooh, what's a that?
What's a that? But I think anyway, it's complicated and shit's happening there right now, and maybe might spell the end of the world as we know.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they wish they were still British.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I mean, China's going to continue.
Anybody wishes they were still British at this point.
Well, China's going to continue to creep in,
right?
And they're going to eventually take over, like just given enough time. That's what China does, I think.
Right.
Especially them. So they might think in 20 years we were better off being British. That's my British accent.
That's pretty good.
Better off being British.
That's pretty good. Another really popular meme this week. I don't understand it. There's what is this meme of the fucking goblin thing? Like, have you guys seen this shit? It's like I don't understand where it must be from. An old cartoon, I would assume. Just flipped it all away. I've been seeing this thing all over the place. I don't really understand it. Everybody I ask doesn't give me a clear answer.
Ew.
So
that's the Green Goblin from Spider-Man, right?
Is that what it is?
Oh.
I think it's the old cartoon.
So I don't understand why it's become in vogue this week. But
I don't either. But it is. It is that. Yep. I'm trying to figure out the meme of it all.
Yeah, same. What else? Anything else? I think maybe we should talk about pornography.
Yeah, we already touched on it a little bit. So
what did we talk about that should have been our segue, and then we kept talking about something else?
Adult bookstore.
Oh, yes. Adult bookstores. That's right.
About how every truck stop in America is an adult bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys have been to... Truck stop. By the way, we have a lot of construction happening in the background. I know you guys can hear it, but I think we're probably good on sound. I mean,
totally.
But
hopefully, in the next 6 months to a year,
you'll finally have
stop
it over.
And I can move back into my house.
Yeah. Are you still living in a hotel?
Yeah.
Were you looking at a lot of pornography?
No. It's definitely not that cool.
Seems like it'd be tough. Small spaces.
There are a lot of other people's balconies.
That's kind of like
facing
pornography.
Each other, and so you can kind of just look at what other people are up to. Living in an apartment.
If you consider watching families have dinner together pornography, then
yes, I do.
Then some you do watch do. A lot of pornography.
It's weird living on people.
Yeah, it is strange. I mean, most of the world lives that way, though. You know,
yeah,
in these kind of crammed apartments.
Yeah.
So
it's called community.
That's right.
Get into it.
Get into it. So anyway, truck stops. Don't understand it. Have you guys been to side of the road porn places before?
Never.
I never have. They kind of freak me out. The people in there, I'm just imagining, are like big, large, greasy truckers who are just like so horny.
Yeah,
like,
trying to touch you.
Yeah.
Inappropriately.
And that's
actually
not
what it is. I've been to a couple out of just like raw curiosity with friends. And so I've had two experiences like this. One was at home when I was back in my hometown of Parkersburg, West Virginia / Marietta, Ohio. And there was one on the side of the road called the Lion's Den. And it was basically like it could have been a FedEx shipment center. Like, it was so fucking huge, like an endless rows of pornography. And I remember going in with my buddy Jasmine, who I grew up with.
Girl or guy?
Girl.
Okay.
But she was just like my like tight homie.
Jasmine.
Really, really good friends. And she, and it was just an old.
Her name is throwing me off in this story.
It's a bit, yeah, she's got a stripper name, but.
It's a little exotic.
A little exotic. But the woman working the counter was just an old, nice grandmother. It was like one of those people that you're just like, she just must have been a sex positive older woman. You know what I mean? Like, nothing weird about it. Just a nice old woman, right?
Damn.
And I was just like, never thought this was going to be what it was like in here.
God, that's probably what I'll do when I'm old.
Yeah, probably. It's a good idea.
That's kind of cool.
You meet some interesting weird people.
Yeah, and it's probably pretty peaceful.
Probably
good
pretty
enough
peaceful.
Business.
Yeah. And the other time, when I was in Japan, because they have crazy porn stores there, and there is in Osaka, I went to a just massive, like, seven-story, I think I've talked about it on the pod before, actually. It was like a seven-story porn store. And I went in, and it was rammed, like, filled with people.
Wow.
And it was literally seven floors of porn.
Like a Costco.
Dude, and everybody in there was just, like, looking at stuff and just being like, okay.
Well,
no,
interesting.
On.
Maybe
yeah,
I'll
it
think
was
about it.
Fucking bizarre. It was really, really strange. Yeah, and it was, and, you know, Japan has that weird thing with porn where, like, you can't see the genitals.
Right. So it's all implied.
Yeah, but it was just
barred out.
And none of it seemed differentiating from itself as well. It was just a very odd experience. I just didn't understand it. So I don't really, I get confused about the economics of it all. You know, that's like my main thing is, like, I don't know what, I don't like, especially in a place like that, if you see a video, what is the difference between that and another video? I don't like understand. Like, there's no plot. There's not like, you're not looking at reviews. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in which case, then you're just kind of randomly grabbing, which seems like a terrible business model. So,
right.
I don't know. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Hmm.
I mean, I guess some people get attached to porn stars, but I just don't understand why.
Just like, it's like watching baseball. You know, it's like
maybe
you get into it.
Yeah, your favorite pitcher. you know.
And I think
big baseball fan over here.
Yeah.
I guess once you become that much of a expert at something,
yeah,
then there's some satisfaction in knowing that space. And
but
like,
are you an expert at that point? I don't know. Like, are there people that are experts at porn?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I guess.
You know how when they're like sexy gifts and stuff, and someone's like, "Can someone send me the source for that one?"
Oh,
and there's always some guy that's like, absolutely, that one's from like Butt Dingleberries 3, 1997, second edition.
You're talking about on
oh,
on the
computer.
On Reddit.
Oh, so wait.
Because they do that on the Not Safe for Work subreddit.
Yeah,
like, if you, because every, so let's talk a little bit about this sub, right? Let's get into this. So really quickly, this is not a Not Safe for Work sub. This is about a Not Safe for Work concept. But it actually is not a Not Safe for Work sub. So
what is Pornhub?
Well, I wouldn't suggest going there at work, and definitely don't go to Pornhub at work. But if you're just like on Pornhub comments, you're probably, unless it's labeled, and I'm looking through the comments, I'm looking through all the posts right now, and I've only seen one that's labeled as Not Safe for Work. You're probably not going to see any actual porn. which is probably a good thing.
On this sub.
On this sub.
Yeah.
But the reason I brought that up is
there's going to be a lot of talk about dicks.
Yeah. And we've talked about not safe for work here before. And I, at some point, one of our, like, one of my, like, golden egg white whale things on this podcast is I really want to talk to somebody who's deep in, like, the gone world, gone wild world or something and be like, tell me why you do. I want to understand how this happened, why this happens, what do you get out of this?
I think that, like, in a nutshell, is like posting to Instagram and getting likes. It's like some version of that. Like, yeah, there's some serotonin kick you get, but it's a little more spicy because there's sexuality involved.
But you can't monetize it, though. That's the thing. It's like on Instagram, you can become like an influencer. On Reddit, it's anonymous, so you don't really become anything.
Yeah. No, you know? But anybody who's posting to Instagram, like us three here,
right,
are not trying to monetize, but we still like the likes, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's just that. I don't know. You know, you're sitting at home. It's a long winter. Yep. I'm going to post some pictures of my ankles.
Living in Oslo.
It's a way to connect with the outside world in a way that's safe and that's exciting.
It is exciting. It is very exciting. So anyways,
I would think.
So Pornhub comments, though. So in the world, and we're not going to explain Pornhub or porn.
What is porn? Let me ask you a question. What is porn?
It's corn, but with fucking, you know?
It's a lot like corn.
It's a lot like corn.
But it's porn.
It smells like corn, and it looks like people having sex.
Nice. That sounds, if that was the pitch to somebody explaining porn,
get this.
I would be like,
gross.
I don't get it, but I'm intrigued.
I really don't want to smell
tell
corn.
Tell me more.
Porn.
Tell me the site where I go to experience this porn that you see people sex.
What is it again? Corn?
No. Corn? No, porn.
Okay, so
porn is blowing up in the last, I mean, it's always been popular, but I can't
wait to hear how you end the sentence. Okay. Like, when has it blown up?
I mean, it feels like porn stars have become now just like they're in movies and they're hanging out with regular actors.
I do think there's a mass commodity to it now that there wasn't like that before.
It feels like it's as much normalized as it's ever been since.
Right.
Hold on, let me throw a year on you. 950 back in Rome.
Interesting.
When brothels were spilling out into the streets. I've seen the movies.
I wonder if we got increasingly sex positive as a world, or we've gotten less. I mean, because it seems like when you talk about porn being more of a mass thing.
Yeah.
Which I do agree. I think to a point it has become more of a mass thing. Pornhub. I mean, this sub is honestly a reflection of that. The fact that there's this thriving community and jokes and like this subreddit, by the way, has 586,936 readers that I'm seeing right now on the old subreddit. So it's like, it is a fucking, it is a biggin', right?
Yeah.
Which I think is a reflection of porn not being a taboo thing and Pornhub being a kind of a, Pornhub as a company and as a brand has clearly become the most eponymous porn directory or like porn channel in the world, right?
Yeah
they are. We talked about this last year when we talked about deep fakes. I mean, when deep fakes started becoming a thing, they came out before, I think it, like before some like Facebook or something,
right?
They like took a stance against They're a company that's so big now they're taking political stances.
Well, they're also in this unique position where they already are a controversial thing, so that it gives them more freedom to do honest shit. It's the same thing with like the Church of Satan. This is why the Church of Satan is so interesting, is because the Church of Satan can say really contrarian stuff because they're kind of starting from the bottom of the moral ladder. So it allows them to rise through the moral ranks instead of falling through the moral ranks, right?
They haven't sold their soul yet to the man.
Yeah, it's like
Eat the rich. It's a tale of two Americas.
Yeah. Yes. But I think it's very porn, so to your point about porn being more of a thing, right? So I think that, yes, it has been, and I think that there's a really good John Ronson audiobook about it, actually. I don't know if you guys have read it or seen The Butterfly Effect.
Yeah, no. I know a little bit about it.
It's cool. It's about how Pornhub actually is kind of he doesn't really make any claims about it being a bad thing, but it basically is to porn what, like, Napster was to music, right? It like kind of it opened it up,
yeah,
while simultaneously destroying the industries of a lot of people,
right,
that were doing it. Because at one point it was like being an adult film star was like you were just like a normal actress, yeah. essentially, or an actor, and you got paid one, and it wasn't great, but it was also like an economy.
And now, like, anybody can be verified on there,
right.
and you just, yeah, you kind of become famous. Yeah. It is like being an influencer.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the culture of porn without it being, it's like, I mean, the amateur porn is as big a part of the porn world as anything.
Yeah. And speaking of people, yeah. anybody being able to get verified, there's a guy on Pornhub apparently named Ryan Creamer.
Oh, yeah, let's dig into Ryan Creamer. Yeah. Because
he's seeing a lot of comments from him on this subreddit.
I like this guy.
If you go to the top of all time, you're going to see some really good ones. But
can you do the rules and kind of just hit a couple of the basic stats on this thing first before we get into that?
Because
I know we're jumping around a little bit.
Let's do a bird's eye view.
Okay.
30,000 feet up.
30,000 feet. Okay. Pornhub. Almost over half a million like, readers.
I was going to hit a button and I had to look at the sheet because I was like, just shit. Like, which one is
hamster
the
hamster wheel? Yeah.
You got to get that tattoo next.
I know. I really should. get the sounds all tattooed.
Like your singer's tattooed. Yeah. Rule number one is just the smiley face with a pointy nose, like emoticon. Like
it's a colon, cute.
With a little.
What is that emoticon? Is it like a.
Like a
cheeky
monkey smiley.
Cool.
Number two is submit screenshots to maximize karma. Three, avoid reposting. And four, bigotry is prohibited.
Cool.
You're trying to have fun here. People are trying to laugh here.
And that is a really important piece of this whole thing. And that is one of my favorite things about Pornhub is even though their content is They're very like, we are sex positive. People are allowed to have fetishes, but you can't be a dickhead. You can't be a monster. You can't be a problem. Right?
Yeah.
So you can like love fetishizing incest porn, but you can't be mean to gay people. Right.
Yeah.
Which I think is nice.
Yeah. Know? Same. I don't know how strict they are in the comments
right.
or anything, I like that idea.
Right.
But there's this one guy, Ryan Creamer, who is a comedian, writer, performance artist kind of person, but when he went on Pornhub, he noticed this work for us option at the bottom of the page.
Amazing.
And he realized that he could get verified, so he applied and started posting really wholesome videos after Amazing. He was accepted. So one is I tuck you in after you have come. Post on Reddit.
Where are you seeing this?
Top of all time. This one isn't even on top. So
this is just in the last.
Yeah, this is just okay, like cool. one of his. That was his first one, cool. but.
Well, he is top of all time, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But his top of all time is him. Like he's gotten so big now, that he has videos with right. famous porn stars yeah. and
Mia Malkova.
Yeah, he's like, this video is titled "I Cloud Gaze with Mia Malkova." So it's just wholesome. They're right. sitting in the grass looking up at the clouds. She's in a full-blown sweater.
Yep.
Like, I love that.
Yeah, he's kind of the poster child of this whole sub. Because also, this is the top of all time is our boy collabing with the big stars. So I don't know. We should try to figure out more information on this, which I would love to. I don't know if we're going to. But I don't know if he was maybe part of this subreddit and part of this community before
maybe.
He got into this, which would be amazing and would make a ton of sense. But
mm-hmm.
even if he wasn't, I think he's like kind of sums up the tone of this whole subreddit, which is funny, wholesome, unexpected collaboration with Pornhub. Right?
Some examples include, I deliver you a pizza and don't put my wiener in it. I give you my jacket because you are cold. I offer you water in case you're parched post-orgasm.
Hey.
This one's really sweet. I disagree with the ads around this video. Your penis size is fine as is. Good man,
that's a
Ryan.
Big, that's a big thing on... does that happen on... Interesting question. Do you... Dog boobs, as our resident woman
yeah.
on the podcast. Do you... If you go to Pornhub, do you get... your dick is not big enough
yes.
ads?
Oh.
Interesting.
That's yep. interesting. Are they listening
yeah,
to
I was,
you I'm, and to sending
do
you
they know ad? That if you're a man or a woman entering... Pornhub.
Hmm. That's a good question.
Based on your cookies.
Yeah.
yeah. Honestly,
it's like
they
it says
should.
Here she's got a lot of Gap credit cards.
Yeah. It's like her penis is probably way too small. No, you know what's weird? I get these disgusting sex simulator ads on here.
Oh yeah. That's a popular one.
Pregnant ladies.
Ooh,
and sure. It's like,
and they're like goblin people.
Yeah, it's like join this game where you can have sex with someone and impregnate her.
That
and
is, like, that is ew. Kind of the equivalent of the adult bookstores for me.
Jesus.
Where I don't quite understand the culture of sex simulator video games.
No, and I don't understand the whole inseminate pregnant shit.
But that makes doesn't me make any sense. It's double entendre.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Or double negative, double positive. Negative. Yeah, very strange. But yeah, so
this Ryan Kramer thing, I got a thought about it.
Ryan Kramer.
I keep wanting to say Kramer, but it's Kramer. Yeah.
Kramer. And yep. I thought maybe that would be a stage name given his, right. You know, his activity on Pornhub. But yeah. No, I think that's just his name.
Five of all time is petition to make Ryan Kramer the Pornhub comments logo.
Just so his smiling, happy face.
Yeah, so he definitely is...
A little sweetheart.
His family's in the dairy business as well.
That's adorable.
Yeah, there's a good post, like six down, is that
right?
It says if you get 50,000 subscribers on Pornhub, they apparently send you a varsity jacket. Ryan Kramer only has 4,000 subscribers, but the folks at Pornhub enjoyed his wholesome content so much they sent him one anyway. And so it's a picture of him in this like varsity letter jacket. The letters are PH, and the back says Kramer won.
Amazing.
Which is cool, and he's taking a great picture with it. But it's... His whole approach to this is like very creative. It's very interesting, and it's sort of getting me thinking. It's like places like Pornhub and really any porn site, they're going to have a shitload of traffic and active audience,
of course, all the time. Yeah,
and you know,
in the media business too. By the way, because Dog and I are both in the media business, in terms of numbers alone,
I'm sure
Pornhub. If you want to look at advertising shit, like they are the greatest deal you could ever fucking get. Like
so,
ever.
I mean, that's, and then maybe that's, let's table that to the next conversation because I think it's interesting. But, you know, if you're going to Pornhub to jerk it, tug it, spank it, wank it, cream it or lean it,
tickle it or wiggle it.
Lean it.
Woo, ha ha.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, but there's other stuff you can do there too.
Right.
There's something called the refractory period. It's the period in which you cannot ejaculate again.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well, it's just like true in men. I think women, I don't think it's different anatomy. Right. But
resident woman.
I remember this in physiology
What's
class.
What's the question?
It's called the refractory period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's when you cannot ejaculate again. And so I think
like
the average time is like 20 minutes.
Dang.
Holy shit.
But, you know, this is an average.
Right.
So in that 20 minutes, like how many... other things could you do on that site? You could watch, you could read Ryan Kramer's and you could have a laugh.
That is such a good idea.
You can watch
for Pornhub.
You can watch a
Having
web series.
A refractory channel.
It's
or
a channel.
Fucking genre.
It's just like, it's
is
comedy.
That on there?
No.
That's bizarre.
It's comedy, it's videos, it's other stuff we're interested in anyway. And you go there and you hang out and then like, you know, I've watched and it's like, okay, I'm ready to go back. And then you go back. People would never leave the site.
Dude, it's, yeah. I mean, this is the third post of all time.
Refractory TV is what we call it.
Ooh, love it.
Something.
And it's just like really sad, like you're not a failure for jerking off to that video.
I mean, okay, so I'm explaining this to my family at Christmas. They're like, so what do you do? I'm like, oh, I make content and
Where
cool
is it?
Videos.
It's
on Pornhub, but it's not porn. So you make porn. No. See,
no,
what I do
it's
is
entertainment between.
Yeah,
that's porn, right.
You know,
I'm like the cook at a strip club.
Yeah,
like I make omelets and steaks. I don't
strip, but I work at a strip club.
I just like I'm like. Yeah. You know, I make up the popcorn in the back. Like that's
there, like facilitate.
I fill
their
the vending machines. Yeah,
interesting.
I love.
Maybe we should put together a proposal.
That idea, dude. That is
prezi.
A great idea.
This is becoming a serious question.
People are going to steal our idea situation.
Yeah. Dude,
welcome to this pod.
This
Every
conversation
single pod.
Is trademarked now officially.
Would you be comfortable in that line of work?
Oh, for sure, dude.
Ooh, we got one taker.
I'm 100% comfortable in it because I think that it is a big part of our pop cultural zeitgeist. And I love all of this stuff. I love this conversation. And I love especially like the fact that Ryan Kramer would exist and the fact that Pornhub comments would exist and all of this stuff. And even like I was going to bring this up, but the third post down, I know we've talked about this previously on another episode because I saw this and I was just like, oh my God. But it's that famous Lisa Simpson meme. It says, and it's her doing a presentation. It says, we should start posting normal videos on Pornhub to replace YouTube. And then the comment is, imagine teachers playing a video of a class having to deal with try not to come, impossible, play this game ads while doing a lesson on World War II, which is so funny. But, you know, the reason I like that is because YouTube has become such a controversial topic for creators.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of like the Exxon Mobil of the internet right now. It's just like, we'll do anything for money. We'll, like, we don't even give a shit about the quality of content. We're going to put Logan Paul on because he's going to make us cash, right? Like, that's kind of the resounding YouTube opinion right now. So, and there's no alternative. The closest alternative to being able to democratize how this stuff works is Pornhub. And it actually kind of reminds me of Red Bull in a way, where, like, Red Bull's been able to do all this crazy shit because they make so much money on bullshit.
Because people
like energy drinks, right?
People are hooked on getting jacked. Like, Starbucks is dumb for not doing this 25 years ago. Like,
totally.
They had people hooked with Starbucks because everyone needs their fix in the morning. But, like, also create a channel where you could
shit.
Yeah.
Create a post-cum refractory channel. Starbucks, come on.
I do think we're moving into the time where brands are becoming studios. I'm in the TV writing business, so I talk a lot about this.
It's Hollywood, baby.
Brands have money. They want you to hang out with their product.
Totally.
Give them something cool that they like, and then on the back end, you know, check out my product. Like, I give you a cool kick-ass comedy show on Pornhub, and then after you watch it, go watch one of her porns.
I mean, I think it's just like a little bit of that moral middle ground that I think people need to be okay with. But I think in the world, and I think this is also part of why I'm like, Pornhub, yeah, whatever, is because, like, the lines of ethics and world right now, all the things that we used to think are holy and pure and sacred, and like does any kid want to grow up to be president anymore, a fucking congressman?
No.
Like, if Mitch McConnell is the congressman that you grew up with, why would anybody think that is something that they would ever want to aspire to?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to look like that.
Well, it's... Yeah.
Plus, you just suck. Like, it looks like a bad job.
He's just a piece of shit. He's a monstrous person. So, like, why would anybody want to grow up like that? And I guess the reason I bring that up is the ethical and moral lines that used to define how we thought of, like, success and fucking jobs and all that shit are so skewed right now, where you'd be like, I'm going to get a job at the fucking bank and I'm going to get a lot of money. And it's be like... Wow, so, like, everything you do is corrupt, right?
Yeah.
And so...
Watch the Frontline episode on Supreme Court wars, which is new.
Jesus
it's very
Christ.
Interesting, and Mitch McConnell's featured heavily.
Mitch McConnell can suck my fucking dick. That guy sucks.
Oh, Mitch McButthole, dude. You just got called out!
Mitch McButthole
is
right.
There's also, like, I don't remember what it is. There's a podcast... I don't remember which one it is, but it's one of the good investigative ones. I think it's either from NPR or from, like, ProPublica or something, but it's entirely about Mitch McConnell, and it's just about his whole career is predicated on him being like, how do I make the most money possible? This is all about making money, and I'm going to win when I destroy everything.
God, I hate him.
He's
He's literally the worst human.
Every male porn star's face swapped to Mitch McConnell on his birthday every year.
His kids to get into college. I want his kids... To become like cool skater guys that fly in the face of everything Mitch McConnell would want. That's like my new
whatever,
vengeance.
Dad.
My new vengeance is like I don't want them to die.
No.
I just want them to be disappointed and frustrated with people that they care about.
Yeah. And I want their kids to all become full-blown communists.
Yeah, dude.
And like not go to college on purpose and like
they have to
join Al Qaeda or something.
I want their kids to be the guy leading the pride parade.
Right.
What's it called when you lead a parade? You have like a title.
The parade boy.
I think parade boy is the official title.
Baron, but it's not. Baron.
I want Mitch McConnell's wife to go to a yoga class and have a woman at yoga class. Start talking to her about feminist issues, and then Mitch McConnell's wife finds out that she is actually in love with this woman, becomes a lesbian, moves to a camp, starts talking to the press about Mitch McConnell's small, tiny dick, right?
Yeah.
And then he has no choice but to die alone and eventually gets convicted of crimes and has to go to Rikers.
I love that.
That's what I want.
I would love if Melania Trump or Mitch McConnell's wife or whatever, they just like... got into a lesbian relationship with Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, I just want, I want people around them to be happy at the dismay and disgust of Mitch McConnell. That's what I
love. That.
That's how I think it should be.
Ruthless.
Yeah, that's right.
our vengeance is like, I just want everybody they love to be happy at the dismay the expense of Mitch McConnell.
Cool. Old Mitchy boy.
Love that.
He's
all right,
effective.
Back to,
you got to give him that. I mean,
he's effective at being a monster, which I guess is the Senate. So what are we talking about? Ryan Creamer or the omnipresence of porn in our society and why Pornhub is such a valuable.
I was going to ask because you guys both work in the world of mixed martial medias.
All right.
How does it work with because, you know, the porn sites have tons of eyeballs. And I'm sure you just said that that's a hot deal to put your ad there.
Yeah.
But do companies not want to align with?
I think that's part of it. I mean, there's a brand.
There's definitely that makes sense.
Brand safety is a real issue. I mean, it's interesting that you would go to Pornhub at any random time and
see
all
an ad
of
for
the
Target
ad space
or something.
Yeah. Well, all the ad space is for like
other,
like literally over the
Viagra.
Like stuff. Pills that you can buy at the gas station, right?
Right.
But realistically, if you're going by numbers alone, the value of those ads is through the roof, dude. Because you're seeing so much shit. So if you have,
I wonder if you see like weed companies. I guess it's a California.
Well,
weed
companies would make sense. Like brands that I think are not worried about brand safety, which is rare. I think most of them are worried about brand safety. But if you have somebody like fucking Monster Energy Drink or like Call of Duty or something like that, where you know that like there is value in that, like that those ad spaces are very valuable. Now, granted, I don't know how much people click through them. I mean, I can't imagine people clicking like.
Well, in the refractory period, I think you might. You
maybe. Well, but that's a really interesting idea. I mean, if you have something dedicated to that, right? But I wonder if we're thinking a little bit further about this fantastic idea we had. I wonder if there's a way to tell when somebody has officially ejaculated to where you could intervene and give them that refractory period channel, right? Like if there was a way without literally tracking them, if it was like a behavioral thing where suddenly like if knowing that the mouse is going towards the X, it's like, wait, do you want to watch Workaholics?
Yeah. Or if like based on your cookies, they see that you watch a lot of hentai, maybe they give you that refractory period
earlier. One Punch Man.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
One Punch Man.
Just to try to keep you from watching hentai?
Yeah. Well, just because they know you probably finished a little too quickly.
Right.
Wow. We got a hentai fetishist here.
Well, I'm just saying. I feel like people who like hentai are kind of, you know, like not exactly the most socially.
That's true. They early ejaculators, I think, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
So I think,
and there's nothing fucking wrong with that either.
It's totally
fine. I don't
body
shame anybody.
No body shaming. So back to Pornhub comments. So I think Ryan Creamer, interesting thing with this guy because he really is the top. So of the top 10, like 7 of them are Ryan Creamer. And some of this too, I think the thing that makes Ryan Creamer really interesting, we should fucking talk to this guy, man. I wonder how
he's probably so famous now.
He probably is too famous for us to even talk to. But like a lot of it has to do with inside jokes on Pornhub, which I think is part of what makes this interesting is having inside jokes about things that only people who know what porn or Pornhub is would get. But then that is like everybody knows a little bit about what that is. So it makes it feel like a community. You know what I mean? Like this one that's finally a relatable porn. And then it's I disinfect the casting couch, right? Which is very funny.
What a good guy.
So, and casting couch is like a very popular theme in porn for anybody who doesn't know.
He just is like happy, wholesome. He's always wearing a sweater with like a collared shirt and tie underneath. Redhead. He looks Mormon. I'm just happy for him.
He looks like a great personal assistant or concierge.
Right.
At a nice hotel.
Yeah.
This is
you're like, Ryan Creamer, I need tickets to Broadway. He's like, coming right up.
I'm also seeing, I'm seeing a trend with Pornhub too. And I've always suspected this, but the people at Pornhub must have, the people in the social media or the marketing department of Pornhub must have the best fucking job. Because this is on 10 down all time says oof, OOF. And it's cheating on my boyfriend and letting him come inside me is the video. And then the first comment is God and says, you must not commit adultery. And then the person below it is, bro, how the fuck you verified as God? Because God's verified on Pornhub. Which is
I
fucking
love
amazing.
That.
And, you know, somebody over there had to do that, which is fucking incredible.
It's got to be somebody on the inside, which, right. Nobody, you don't just give away God.
No. Jeremy from product development. This is Pornhub Baskin Robbins. So this is the other thing too, is I wonder if there's a, cause this seems like Pornhub comments is a really good platform for invented memes too. It seems like a good place for like meme formats, right?
True.
Whether or not it is, I don't know, but like this Jeremy from product development one, 12 down of all time. Posted 6 months ago, and it's from Baskin Robbins. And the comment is, the worst part about sharing a company Pornhub account is that you never know what's going to be in your history tab. 23 videos of guys coming on women's feet. 23. Who in the world needs 23 videos on to find the right feet being nutted on? Jeremy from product development, that's who. So I don't know if this is real or not, but it's really funny.
Wow.
And if it is real, then amazing Baskin Robbins for having a shared
I know.
Pornhub account.
What a strange job.
Damn.
This is also fucking genius. This is, oh God. I love this sub. This is so funny. Let's make this happen. This is a 13 down. So this is a Pornhub comment. Pornhub really needs to do an event where they let the fans write a scenario and the winning entry gets made.
Oh, damn.
How fucking
How do we judge the winning
be?
Entry?
There's so much.
I
feel like you just have to have porn stars judge.
You'd have to have like the most amicable porn stars, right? Mm-hmm. Like having like a Mia Khalifa and people like that.
Yeah, people who are like, you know, they understand their audience, right.
But
and
also
what they
they're like, like Mia Khalifa has become like an actual celebrity. Right? Do you guys know who Mia Khalifa is, right?
She's
the Saudi or Iranian. She's like the Middle Eastern woman who was like, it became a really big thing because she's Middle Eastern and in the Middle East, it's like super
legal.
She did
a porn with the Kiev, the headscarf. What do you call it?
I think so.
She did a thing and I think it like, you know.
And then it's her.
The Muslim community was not thrilled.
Not psyched. It's her and then there's the woman, the Asian woman who does that podcast with
Asa Akira.
Asa Akira.
She's all over like Howard Stern. Whatever. Yeah.
She's one of those that you just like can listen to her talk and it's just kind of, you kind of like her as a personality. You know?
Damn, I got to brush on my porn stars.
They're around. They like pop up on shows and they're guests on things. And what was I going to say? Oh, to that point, I mean, we live in sort of like the hub of porn, you know, live in Los Angeles. Do you guys know any porn stars? Have you run across any?
I've never met a
kind of
a
amazing,
porn star.
A, that you've never like been like, oh, that's that person.
Well, I don't know how people recognize porn stars because they're so made up and they're so like, I have a friend who I was at an event and he was like, oh my God, that's blank. And I was just like, who? What? And then he was explaining, I was like, oh, I don't know who that is, but I guess I could see how that could be a porn star. You know what I mean?
If you saw Mia Khalifa at Starbucks in line, you'd probably be like,
I would recognize Mia Khalifa because I know what Mia Khalifa looks like.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I also like,
oh yeah, no, I'm saying specific ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple, there's like a handful that I know, but I also like don't know celebrities really. Like I wouldn't be able to be like, holy shit, that's Brie Larson. Like I know what that name is, but I have no
idea. Feel like
what
there's
she looks
a different
like.
Imprinting on your brain for recognizing celebrities because they're
maybe
porn stars.
Well, I will say I've heard stories, like I've heard, especially on that John Ronson podcast, I've heard interviews with porn stars where they would say how there's a really funny thing with porn stars where people will recognize them and not understand that they recognize them, but the porn star knows that they recognize them. So it'll be like men will do a double take. they won't be like, oh my God, that's blank. It'll be just, they'll be like, that person looks familiar. And then the porn star's like, yeah, I know why I look familiar to you.
Yeah.
But the guy will be like, I don't understand. Like,
why
do you look so familiar?
You.
Yeah, totally.
And then probably like an hour later, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's a funny, it's kind of a funny phenomenon. Yeah.
It's like recognizing like reality TV shows. Like,
totally.
God, did I go to college with that guy?
Right.
Oh no, he's a real housewife.
Here's another really funny comment, by the way, or another funny post. 15 down all time. Lit is what it says. So it's just a normal. It's a normal scene.
What do you mean?
Looks
by
like
normal?
It's just like an it's like an amateur scene. There's like a girl on her knees and like a normal fucking college age looking guy.
It's getting hot on this pod.
Getting a little spicy.
You sure know how to sex talk.
really,
she's like down there,
she's like on her knees or something. I don't know, but the comment is, yo, is that a model 75107 or 105 Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon in the background? That set was lit, my N-word. Which is so funny. It's, again, it's one of those things where you're like, you're watching porn, you're just like, oh my God, is that a blank in the background?
I do like to look around and see what's in the room, right, and see if I've ever been to that house. I'm pretty sure I've been to one of the houses that I saw in a movie once, like a rental, like an Airbnb.
Oh God. Right. You're like, hold on. Oh,
that's just like a vacation rental down the street. Like,
wait, in a porn you saw that?
I feel like you can.
Oh, you can definitely do that.
Sometimes because it's in LA, you're like, oh, that's the valley. Yeah.
Oh, that's
I know that view.
Yeah, that's LAX.
A hike up there or something.
Holy shit, that's a Baskin Robbins.
And which then you're like, how many porns are being filmed like right now all the time, like just constantly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and I'm sure like there. I mean, because there's also all those porns that are like the public nudity ones. Where you're just like, I'm always like, how did you guys pull that off? Like, I can't even imagine the fucking.
No, I feel like it has to just happen in places like Romania, or like.
Totally.
I don't know. It's like the Wild West.
Yeah, where they're like at a park and like just straight up getting it on. You're like, where are the kids, man?
Yeah.
Like,
there's like an old babushka lady like walking by. Pigeons.
Soviet Park.
Yep. Soviet Park.
The number one porn set in the world. Soviet era park. Here's another really, really good comment. This is, I'm just reading stuff from the top, which I think we could probably hit some of the more modern ones or more the, but I think the top, there are a lot of.
I apologize.
It's a lot of the reasons why they're good.
I have to actually leave you now.
Now?
No. I'm so sorry. I texted it a little earlier as like a heads up. But I may not reading. Have seen it.
So come on, Chief. I believe in you. I just told my crush I liked her. I think she likes me too, and she hasn't read the messages yet. And I'm waiting, and I'm so anxious, and I don't know what to do. So I want to smoke, and I want to masturbate. I don't want to sleep. This is the only platform I felt comfortable publicly speaking on.
I've seen a lot of comments really about how like it is such like a. I think because of the fact that it's a porn site, you automatically have people that are like, "Hey, we know what we're here for. Nobody's better than anyone else."
Totally. I think that's what's so nice. That's like the. Mm-hmm. That's I think kind of what I was slightly ranting about with like the kind of YouTube being the ExxonMobil of the internet right now. It's like there's the honesty is.
And the comments on YouTube are fucking
awful
and rude and like make you hate humanity. But these ones like
are not.
There's a post of some guy saying just like in the porn comments.
Yeah.
How long do you cook potatoes for?
Dude,
and someone just responded back and was like 25 to 35 minutes, 450 degree oven.
Totally.
Boom.
And like this one, Pornhub is truly the most supportive community. And it's this comment. This guy's guys, I failed my driving test. I feel like crying.
Oh.
And then, you know, he's probably a 16-year-old kid, right? And then right below it is, ah, don't worry, dude. I failed 3 times before I passed away. I see it. The more times you do it, the more you learn. I hope you didn't get discouraged too discouraged to do it again and passed. Inbox me if you want any driving tips or anything.
God.
Which I'm just like, fucking L, dude.
You think
like,
the kid was expecting a roadhead during his test because he's watching a ton of porn? He's like, which part of the test do I whip it out and
they're like,
get
fail.
Jerked up?
And he's like, well, now I feel like crying. Oh, no, poor guy.
It's devastating.
Just don't do that next time.
Right. Yeah, sex is cool, but have you tried washing your dishes as soon as you're done using them so they don't pile up?
Dog boobs is leaving us, but thank goodness for us, we have.
Woo, ha ha.
We have our sound forever.
We do have our sound forever. We have that specific sound, which you've done so many times that you guys are going to get so annoyed by it, which is not what we want.
We might need to get a couple more going.
We're
going
to have to get a couple more Dog Boobs originals. And we're also going to have to probably only talk a little bit more about this because now it's suddenly two dudes talking about Pornhub comments.
It's getting weird.
It's a little bit different.
It's getting weird, yeah.
We have a resident female energy in here. But
yeah, so welcome to Nutsack and Tip Grabber.
I do like, I want to, I feel like we got to talk to this Creamer guy.
He's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I think... Like what he definitely sees why this is an interesting kind of, you know, it's like a cool troll, right?
Yeah. It's a very inside baseball jokes, right?
Yeah.
That's like the thing, which I think is if there was a comedian on Minecraft, it would be the same thing. It'd be Minecraft jokes that only people on Minecraft feel like they really get, you know?
It's inherently funny because it's the opposite of what you think you're going to see on Pornhub. It's just a nice guy doing nice things.
Nice things. But playing on the porn tropes, which I think is a nice thing.
Right. The casting couch, et cetera.
Here is
I wonder if he gets gets money.
Paid.
At a certain point,
he might be a legitimate influencer. Well, he makes money on the videos, I'm sure. Because I think it's the same monetary policy.
Right. So influencing is a broad term that can be applied to every distribution platform.
I like to think influencing means you can monetize your own influence on the internet. That's the way I think about it. So if you are an influencer, then you either make money on the videos or you can make money through the act of being a person. You know what I mean?
I don't know if this is a dumb question, but do they run their site like YouTube was? Like if I put up my porn video, will they bump it with Viagra commercials? And does that commercial get an ad revenue split like YouTube does? Like, do I get 50% of that because it's my video?
That's a really good question. Because
if it's true, I'm just thinking of this now, but like, yeah, you could just be like a self-promoting porn person, right. I guess. Is that this person's business model?
You can be a self-promoting porn person, I believe. But even beyond that, I don't understand their business model because, A, I don't know who subscribes to Pornhub Premium, which I think is the main way they do it, right? And I'm sure
a lot of people.
Well, and also like the if you're thinking about ad revenue alone, I mean, if you're all the, you know, YouTube is getting ad money from fucking Coca-Cola, right? Like, I don't know where Pornhub is getting their ad money. So maybe they're extremely popular, but not that lucrative. I have no idea.
The other thing it seems to service, it's like when Gillette gives you a free Mach 3 razor blade. And you haven't shaved in 17 years.
No, I have no idea what shaving is.
They give you a free razor blade. You use it for a while. Then you got to go buy new razor blades. Yeah, the razor blades are expensive.
Right.
So with this, they're giving you free porn.
Right.
What it's doing is promoting other businesses throughout, right? So they have like cam sites and I don't know, other things like that I guess people are subscribing to. So it's almost like this is just like an ad. Right. This is like a free way in. And then once they get you in, they can extract some cashish out of you. I'm sure there's a video game model there too.
This is, I see this as an absolute win. So this is a post 5 days ago. And the name of the video is Awesome Solo by Amazing Redhead, No Hot Shit. And then the video is of Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. It's like a Rick roll. And then the comment is, joke's on them, I still masturbated. Which is amazing.
Nice.
Pornhub understands Reddit better than Reddit. And it's a comment. It just says, hi, sorry for my bad English, which is a very funny Reddit reference, because you'd see those that are just like those guys from, they always say sorry about my bad English when they're just like talking about anything,
right?
Which is really funny. What else is on here that's really good? I'm just reading through them now. I mean, there's so many of these that are really, really funny, and some of them are very wholesome, but a lot of them, this is just like the joke, right?
Yeah, I mean, the sweet spot is picking up on something that's in the background that's completely unsexual or porn related and making a little funny joke about it. There's like a lot of that.
This is, which is so nice. This is 3 days ago. So somebody posted lucky F and then asterisk CKER. So he censored fucker. And then the person below is, did you really just censor yourself on Pornhub? It's pretty funny.
Hey. Doesn't want to go blue, you know, as they say.
Mom fucks son's best friend at sleepover. Heather Vom, mom comes first, is the name of this video. And then the post is, man, WTF, your friend offered you to have a nice sleepover so you guys could play Fortnite, and you decide to fuck his mom. You are an absolute worst friend anyone could ask for. I hope you and his bitch mom rot in hell. You disgust me.
It's kind of funny. Like, in the real world, if your mom started fucking your friend on a sleepover, you'd be like, what is wrong with these people?
It's pretty,
this is
pretty
messed
funny.
Up.
And that's also where all those conversations about like porn is not real. Like, do not, I'm just like, I understand that we need to tell kids that. And I know that kids' brains can get wired weird, but I'm also like, man, like are kids trying to sleep with their friend's mom at sleepovers? Like, it seems insane. Like, I can't even imagine in a world where that happens.
I'm sure it's happened, but
Jesus, Pornhub, stop those automatic translations in Dutch. Slag room tart doesn't mean anything in sex at all, especially not cream pie. And then the post, I don't know what it says, but it says N-word pea toaster, which maybe is the translation of that hilarious word. So how can I craft an enchanting table in Minecraft from top to bottom right, empty book, empty diamond, obsidian, diamond, obsidian, obsidian, obsidian. So this is somebody is literally giving Minecraft instructions through Pornhub in the Pornhub comment section. Amazing.
It's a place where like-minded people are hanging out. You know, I mean, there's a lot of...
I mean, that's actually probably the best way to think about it, honestly. Sort of
power there. Not power, but like opportunity.
I wonder how many women are... I mean, we don't have dog to talk about it.
Woo, ha ha!
But I wonder how many women are kind of engaged in some of these comments, because I feel like they're
the comments side of it. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd have to guess it's 5% out of 100.
Yeah. I mean, I would hate to think that Pornhub is like a men's rights or a men's community, which it obviously is. But also, I mean, to some degree, it's kind of nice because you know. Like, men should also have a place to gather to fucking talk about men's issues. And I think this is a weird place where, like, it sounds silly, but there is a men's issues part of this where it's like if as long as it doesn't become toxic, and ironically, a lot of what we're seeing isn't, but I'm sure there are plenty of toxic corners. But, you know, being able to be a good place is nice.
Here's an interesting one by Andrew Bruss. He just says, R.I.P. John McCain. This must have been when John McCain died. And then underneath, a user by the name of John McCain with a picture of Senator John McCain says, thanks, buddy. I'll always be with you. Remember that. Like, it looks like John McCain responded. And the guy's clearly like...
just trolling.
Being like his Pornhub identity
is John
has become John McCain.
This is a funny... this is a funny, slightly in bad taste joke, but... funny in the context of our conversation. So this is posted 4 hours ago. So anyone know the name of the black girl on the back? And then the person's comment is Rosa Parks.
Oh.
Which is pretty dark, but also on a Pornhub comment site, you're kind of like, okay.
That's kind of the darkest one, you know, that I've heard so far.
That's pretty dark. But it was also like a fucking teenager joke.
Right. That guy just learned that in like civics class.
Totally.
I was like, ooh, I can't wait to use this on my Pornhub account.
Man, this is so funny, dude. This is such a, I mean, this stuff is, some of the issues that I am seeing here, I'm seeing the N-word a lot, which I think, not a hard R N-word, but I am seeing a lot of it, which makes me assume that it's probably not all like black people saying it. I think it's probably like young teenagers who are using the word just in like colloquialism because they think this is a safe space, which I guess in some capacity it is, but it kind of makes me feel uncomfortable. Like I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's maybe kids should know that, you know, and people should know that you're not supposed to say that anyway.
Yeah. I think the most used, the demographic that uses that word the most is probably like 16 to 24 year old boys who are like think they're hardcore and
totally
think it's funny and like don't see any issue with it because they're just immature young people.
Right.
And I don't know, they probably just grow out of it. But that doesn't mean they're like Nazis. They're just idiots, you know?
Hear me out. But what if instead of sucking his dick, she read a chapter from the Bible? And then the comment below is, I'm interested. And below that, go on. So funny. That ass is huge, but you know what else is? My love for Jesus. Can I get an amen? And then Leon Trotsky 666 said, go to the gulag. So funny.
Oh, man. This is a great sub. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot to be learned about. I mean, the reason we love Reddit is because I feel like the sample size is massive and you can learn a lot about people through the comments. And I think Pornhub has a similar...
totally.
Similar sort of power.
Yeah, we love it because of community. And at least it's about community, yeah.
And we sort of touched on earlier, like the fetish thing. But it's, I don't know much about fetishes, but I think it's an interesting, it's almost like therapy personified.
Well, it's also like...
into like what your core personality like makes you tick in a way, like but then sexually.
Yeah.
And I think to be able to identify that through a fetish is... it almost means that you're so in touch with yourself you can, you know? Like, how many people just don't even know I mean, if you asked me what my fetish would be, I'd be like, thing. I don't know, girls?
Yeah.
Like, is that?
I think nude women, I think, is my fetish.
Girls and sex.
Yeah.
No, that's not where I'm getting at.
And baseball. Also, I like baseball.
I mean, I like sports. I'm into building.
So I guess my fetish is carpentry?
Carpentry yeah. fetish? Like nails and tools and stuff?
Yeah.
No. Sawdust?
Yeah. It is funny. I mean, the fetish conversation, I mean, people, you know, there are entire college PhDs based on fetishes alone, right? I mean, this is like a really big topic in the concept of human psychology, but I think in the context of something like Pornhub, it is an interesting, it's interesting because I think what my interest in porn as like an almost academic topic used to stem from the fact that it was an omnipresent thing that nobody was willing to really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a thing that everybody, like porn has always been the most popular trafficked part of the internet, but we as a society are so disinterested in like even recognizing that. We're always like, oh no, like porn is like, no, I don't look at porn. I don't know anybody who looks at porn. You're just like, if it is literally the most trafficked website in the world, like everybody clearly has looked at porn and knows or familiar with it, whatever, like it's a website that's there like anything else and nobody engages in it. So now taking it a step further and seeing that it's also becoming a community where people are suddenly, even if it's just on that platform, are going like, yeah, I'm engaged in that. I mean, it's kind of like Reddit to a degree. I think for a long time, like at the very beginning of us doing this podcast, we talk about Reddit and people would be like, oh, you like have an account? Like, oh, I don't post anything. I'm a lurker. I don't, ugh. Like it was this weird thing where you're just like, what are you talking about, dude? It's like a
that
thing like anybody else, right?
Never quite made sense to me, the hanging out on Reddit.
If people thought it was weird, if people think it's a strange thing, and I'm just like, no, dude, it's like a community of people who use their anonymity. I think maybe the anonymity also tricks people out. Like it's, there's something about being able to like be yourself on a platform that you ordinarily wouldn't be able to be yourself in reality. You know what I mean? Like nobody's walking around being like, I love feet. Feet fetishes are my shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like people suddenly go, ooh, that's gross and weird.
I want someone to explain that one to me.
Feet fetish? I don't really understand one either. I don't even know the psychology. I don't know why people would ever be into it.
I like a good looking foot in that I don't like ugly feet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's they just, I'm like, ugh, that's a nasty foot.
I mean, I'm incredibly ambivalent towards feet. Like I really like,
I prefer
could
them
not,
to be clean and
decent. I like feet as much as a person likes a hand. Like I don't really fucking care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think within the fetish world, like what's interesting to me is what happened in their life, happened in their childhood, what's at the core of it that makes that your thing? And I think there's something interesting there that if you can really dial that answer in, you probably know yourself pretty well.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting journey.
Well, even beyond that, if you're willing to admit it, I mean, I think that's the big thing. If you know it, that's one thing, but if you're willing to like open up about it and say like, hey, this is a part of my DNA, whether I like it or not. And I think that's really powerful. And then even beyond that, being like, this is part of my DNA and I'm okay with it and I embrace it and I like it. Right. So So I think that's a pretty, it's fascinating. It's a really interesting thing. I wouldn't say I'm an advocate of Pornhub, but I think it's an important resource for people. And I think in this, I keep using Church of Satan as an example because I think Church of Satan is an interesting example in the same way where it's like for every fucked up thing we see about religion, it's really important that the Church of Satan is the antithesis so that we can have something to gauge what that middle ground is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like that's the whole point of the Church of Satan. I think that to a degree, it's kind of the same thing with Pornhub. Like as long as YouTube is a monstrosity that's constantly becoming a bigger and bigger problem,
well,
Pornhub is increasingly important and culturally relevant because it gives us something to push off of and it gives us something to like look at as a quantitative other that we can look at the morality and the ethics and all that stuff and be like, wow, like YouTube is exploiting my information for whatever. Pornhub isn't, which is better for me, you know, which is better for society.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question, right? Like in the world of like fucking pedophile priests, there's the Church of Satan who uses the worst parts of Christianity to create a symbolism that then uses the best parts of contemporary morality as the exact opposite in every way. Like, Church of Satan is like, we praise the devil, we praise sin, we praise all that stuff. So we are also anti-bigotry, anti-racism, treat children with protection and care, right? And then the church is going, we're anti-sin, we're anti-Satan, we're anti all that. But then all of our leaders are like...
are covering up the...
Exactly. The so whatever. It's like, it's a fascinating kind of opportunity to think and enlighten through.
There's an honesty, I guess, on Pornhub.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the main thing.
Because if you're hanging out there, you're willing to sort of be honest, I guess. And then the YouTubes of the world are now owned by Google. They're totally. Sort of Disney-fied, where they have this larger, concern to be seen in a way versus actually being honest.
Totally. Yeah, Pornhub comments. Fascinating sub. Ryan Creamer, thank you for your service. and yeah, I think it's worth, if you want to kind of dig into a little bit of, if you're the kind of person who is like absolutely against porn, I don't think it should deter you from this subreddit. I think it's kind of almost in a lot of ways irrelevant. I think it really is almost like a giant contemporary art project in a weird way. And almost should be framed as that. It should not be framed as just like a porn subreddit, because obviously there's a bunch of those and they are solely about naked people. This is not one of those, which I think is very interesting.
I don't think you'll ever see nudity on here.
No.
I mean,
you'll see some comments and you'll see like, if you have sensitive eyes, then like, I think it is I wouldn't hang out there on work at work, because I think you might get like people who clutch their pearls. But
to try to explain this quickly to your boss, you will lose. Mm-hmm. No, it's not porn.
It's porn. It's porn comments. See what it is? It's a contemporary. It's pushing off of YouTube to. It's gonna
like this guy with the driver's license, and you're gonna get fired.
Yeah, you'll get fired immediately.
Speaking on that, I just clicked on a random.
Let's close out on some randoms. Pornhub comments. Visit Ryan Creamer. Love you. Randoms. Let's hit it.
Anti-work. I just clicked on one.
Ooh, which is like that.
I think it's about being out of work.
Okay.
And then the idea that we could all work a little less, if at all. So maybe I'm going to send this to Dog Boobs.
Yeah. So this is a communist subreddit.
Oh.
Is that what it is? I'm asking.
No, I think it's let me see here. A subreddit for those who think life's too much work.
Okay.
And that we could all use a little less.
Okay, I can't say I disagree with that.
So maybe it's people who just like grind in an office and they're like fucking over it. Now the related subs are anarchism, anarchy 101, basic income, capitalism in decay. I mean, it seems like people like it's that middle class, upper middle class, like corporate schlag who's just like grinding their life away in a meaningless state of fluorescent lights. Like, it's that, and why it's terrible. Way to live. The only one life unhealthy. You have one life, and you're gonna do. And it's like,
well allegedly, we only have one life. We don't know.
I guess I can't. We can't officially take the stance on this podcast that we know how the afterlife works.
we can't endorse one perspective or another. But yes. So I just landed on one. Well, this will be the last random we hit, and then we'll close this out. Cats are liquid. This is a strange one. This is the subreddit is less interesting than the name. But it basically is like cats. It's like AWW style shit with cats specifically, and it's mostly cats that are in like kind of awkward positions, but are not like not funny awkward, like what's wrong with your dog type shit. More just like cats that are snuggled up in like a little bit of a strange angle, but it's a cat, so it's fine. But the name Cats Are Liquid is pretty good. This is a huge subreddit too, 124,000 readers, but only 29 here right now, so I think it's a I think the name is
Cats Are Liquid. It reminds me of like Nature is Metal or something.
Totally. Okay, cool. Well, let's close this guy out. Dog is out, as we know.
Woo! Ha ha!
We still got our voice for the 27th time. That's a really good little button, by the way. I'm really glad we got that.
She nailed it.
She's a performer.
It was clean and perfect and had very, energy. Very good. I mean, she delivers.
She definitely delivers.
We got to get Doug Boos on the big stage, huh?
We got to get her that Broadway show that she's been looking for. She would have an absolute panic attack as a Broadway performer.
It's just called Miata, and it's M-E instead of M-I.
Miata.
And it's a one-woman show.
about life as driving across the country in a Miata to her dad's wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's literally a one and she gets one woman there. Show.
Yeah. And they embrace.
About reconciling with her dad. That's driving right. across the country in a Miata. Oh, please.
Miata. Give us
all of our listeners who are Broadway executives. I know we have a couple of you guys. Let us know. Hit us up. hi@digiredit.com or on our subreddit. We are actively looking for looking for off-Broadway. We're specifically looking for Broadway. We think there's a lot of high production value in this that we can really get. So I know that Wicked is going to be closing soon. So if you really want somebody that can fill that void, Miata, M-E-A-T-A.
That's right. We don't know how to spell Miata. Well, but we promise by the time the show starts, we will have figured out. We will have Googled it.
All right. That's fair. All right. Well, this is Did You Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet, talking about Pornhub comments. My name is it your dad.
I am my Friday, and that over there is Dog Boobs.
Somewhere driving on the 405.
Woo, ha ha.
One last time. If you haven't heard it once, we'll be back next week with another podcast about the internet. Hit us up. hi@digiredit.com. Rate, like, subscribe, all that stuff. DigiReddit, the subreddit. We sometimes are active. Sometimes we don't get the notifications. Ryan Creamer, if you're listening, I want to talk to you about Pornhub. Never give up. Smoke mug.
Grind that pole.
Buy that sword. See you guys.